What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled, "This is why the Taliban are 100% correct denying women to get educated." Okay, as you guys know, the Taliban pretty much told the girls after the age of, 10, maybe 11, 12, that they no longer need education, and quite frankly, they shouldn't even be in the workforce to begin with. And they're 100% right, dudes, and you guys probably already know why, but I'm also going to give you a very recent example, okay? As you guys know, I'm the pastor's son, so I hear things, I see things that, quite frankly, you Muslim cells out there will never ever hear or see. This is why I can be so black-pilled, especially about the Muslim world. So we had a girl, okay, this is the first time I do a video in the truck during the day. Usually I do this at night, so let's see if I can get a better angle. Okay, this will have to do. So we had a girl, texted our group chat, and this girl, she's from 1,000 miles away, okay? She just graduated college, a bachelor's degree, and we are in South Florida, okay? She's up in, I'm not gonna say exactly where, but let's just say I was there half a year ago, and that area is filled with Indians and Muslims, okay? So she texted our group chat a couple of days ago saying that she is looking for a husband, and she had a whole checklist of what her husband should be. He should be very well educated. He should be making a lot of money. Now, she didn't come out and say he should be making a lot of money, okay? She simply had a checklist of what her future husband had to obviously check off. And one of those things is that he had to have a master's degree and preferably a PhD, or in the process of getting a PhD. In other words, she wanted literally a walking pet wallet. That's what she wanted. Now, here's the problem, okay? The problem is twofold, okay? Now, before we get into the problem, the twofold problem we have here with this girl who from 1,000 miles away is looking for a husband at our little masjid, you guys need to understand, women don't want to work. I'm 45 years old. I don't want to work either, okay? And I'd rather be flying all over the world fucking hot bitches. At least I, as a man, when I go to a different country, I can be like, okay, I can set up a restaurant here in Colombia, make some money here in Colombia, and fuck a few bitches on the side, even have one of them work with me, you know? And I'm good. But women, because, you know, they're intellectually and morally deficient, like the Prophet Muhammad said, they can't do that. You know, a woman is not going to hop on a plane, go to Colombia, and be like, okay, I'm going to open a small business in Colombia just so I can get dick in Colombia. Not to mention that American women, they don't want to go anywhere else because the American dollar is number one. So they know if they go to Colombia or any other country, really, they're not gonna get the type of money that they're gonna get if they married somebody in America. So women don't want to work, okay guys? This is why we are seeing a lot of women get on OnlyFans. This is why we see a lot of women doing social media, hoping their social media will pop and eventually lead people to their OnlyFans, because women just don't want to work. Quite frankly, I don't want to work. In fact, most people don't want to work, but a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. God did not create woman to work, okay? Like, woman from my generation, Generation X, and millennials who are well into their 30s and maybe early 40s by now, those women might have it good because A, they divorce-raped their husbands, so they walked away with all sorts of cash and prizes. They have a rich father who gave them a business or hires them or just gives them money to enjoy life with. Or they could have simply slipped their way to the top and now they have a comfy six-figure job where they're really not doing much. Now, the young woman out there, okay, the women who are in their late teens and early 20s, first of all, because nobody's getting married, they don't have cash and prizes, okay? Secondly, because they don't know who their father was, because their mother is a dirty, dirty sharmuta who sleeps around. They don't have a family business that they can inherit or take over, or even have a rich dad who's gonna be like, hey, sugarkin or sugar spice, whatever, here's, you know, $5,000 a month, go have fun in Cancun, okay? Thirdly, regarding finding jobs, you guys need to understand, just like boomers are gonna be in the government until the day they die, I mean, the US government is like what? Filled with like fucking 70, 80 year old people. They're not gonna give that up. You know, women who are my age who already have good jobs, they're gonna be working those jobs for the next 25, 30 years. They're not gonna give up those jobs so some fucking 18 year old, 20 year old charmuta can take it, you know? So now, once you guys understand that all these young women coming on up, they don't have the opportunity to make easy money, lots of money, like my generation of women, now you guys gonna understand why are they wanting to get married all of a sudden. Now, understanding this part and understanding this part really good, okay? Women, I don't care what women say, dudes, they don't want to work. They really don't. And because they don't want to work, their options are OnlyFans or a husband. A lot of you Muslim sales out there, dudes, a lot of you guys, you're literally a walking ATM to some hijabi who just wants a pet wallet. She doesn't care about love. And, you know, when these girls say, I want a guy who is a good Muslim, what they're really saying is that I want a guy that I can shame and guilt to do what I want. Okay, guys? So now, once we understand this concept, we can realize what the two problems are with college-educated women, especially if they can go out and work in the workforce. Okay? Number one, this girl, she just graduated college. So how old are you when you graduate college? 22, 23? So now, because she has a fake degree, because she has a vagina, she's all of a sudden thinking to herself, I'm worthy of a man who has a master's or a PhD. And also at the same time, because she's like, well, I can go work and make $100,000 a year. So now I need access to a man who makes $250,000 a year, you know? $100,000 for him, $100,000 for me, and $50,000, you know, when the baby comes, okay? So right off the bat, these so-called college-educated women, they have effectively delegated themselves to top maybe 3% of all men out there. How many men out there are making $250,000 a year and have a PhD or a master's degree? Not that many. So right off the bat, these girls are 22, 23, and they're like, hey, I need a top 3% man. It's like, well, bitch, you know, are you a top 3% woman, you know? And the fact that she actually had to post in our masjid here in small town USA from over 1,000 miles away that she's looking for a husband, this tells me two things, okay? Number one, she either has such a bad reputation in her city that nobody wants her, or there's simply not enough oofy doofies, rich oofy doofies to go out. You see, a lot of Muslim women, they see a oofy doofy a lot like a lottery, okay? Now, there's the core difference between marrying an oofy doofy and winning the lottery is that with the oofy doofy, you're going to be sucking his dick for the next 40, 50 years, okay? This is why marriage and cheating in the Ummah of Muhammad is skyrocketing, because these women who go out, they marry an oofy-doofy solely for financial security, they're like, is this it? Is this going to be my life? Waking up next to this fugly looking dude for the next 40, 50 years. So the problem with this mentality of I want financial security is that the woman genuinely does not like the guy that she is married to, because she thought he was an oofy doofy. Now the picture I have for this video, I'm gonna try to get it off of Facebook. This is actually a picture a friend of mine back in Egypt took of me at Starbucks back in Egypt 6-7 years ago, before I met the whore of an ex, and obviously before I face maxed. And in that picture, guys, I look like an oofy doofy, okay? As you guys know, I had Bell's palsy, which it affects the nerve in your face. So a doctor told me you had Bell's palsy, it affected your face. It didn't really affect you. It didn't affect how you move your face. Like, I didn't even know I had it. So Bell's palsy, it just affected my nerves, and that made my face look weird, you know? As you guys know, I had, my lips were looking weird. So I had lip reduction in Merida. I did a lot of buttocks and fillers to like counteract the effects of the Bell's palsy. I've been wearing sunscreen, guys. That's what I have over here. This is sunscreen. So sunscreen, you know, it really helped my skin clear up, look better. I obviously got a better hair. So in this video, I look way better than I do in that picture, even though this was like probably 6 or 7 years ago, okay, guys? And this was probably almost 7 years ago. That picture is almost 7 years ago. So I was younger, but yet I look better now, simply because once I realized I had Bell's palsy, I knew the next thing to do would be counteract Bell's palsy, you know? If you guys take notice, I got my eyebrow. This eyebrow is not even with this eyebrow. It simply means I need buttocks, okay, guys? So I'll probably be going to Merida for buttocks. So I knew that with Bell's palsy, how I can like counteract the effects of Bell's palsy. So in that picture of the thumbnail, I look like an oofy doofy. So I kind of see how the whore of an ex, you know, the woman I was married to in Egypt, I kind of see now how she thought I was an oofy doofy because I looked like an oofy doofy. And I'm not an oofy doofy. I just happen to look like a freaking oofy doofy because Bell's palsy fucked up my face. That's all there was to it. So she thought I was a oofy doofy, and she married me solely for money. We were divorced in less than a month. I told you guys, once we got married, that bitch was an insufferable cunt, okay? A lot of you Muslim guys out there, you are in that situation, dudes. You are dealing with insufferable cunts, and that's because they pegged you as an oofy doofy. They pegged you as the guy who is going to be literally their walking ATM machine. So in this case, you guys need to understand, a woman's biology is not to be with an oofy doofy, okay, guys? A woman must be with Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male Fuck the Whole Universe, okay? Being with an oofy doofy is against a woman's biology. In fact, as somebody who goes to the masjid, my heart honestly goes out to all the decent-looking Muslim women who have ugly male children. Guys, I see it all the time, dudes. I see decent-looking Muslim women with ugly male children. Then I look at their husband, and their husband is a freaking oofy-doofy. Now, I'm not saying he's a bad person. In fact, he's probably the best person in the world. He worships the ground she walks on. But at the end of the day, he's fucking an oofy-doofy. At the end of the day, he's fugly. At the end of the day, he's funny-looking, okay? Yes, he has money. Yes, he loves her. Yes, he's a great father. But at the end of the day, he gave her fugly-looking children. You guys need to understand, man. Women are black-pilled more than men. Okay? Women realize that if I have ugly children, those ugly children are gonna suffer. Okay? Because here's the thing. Nobody's gonna respect, you know, the short, brown, fugly Indian janitor. Okay? They're gonna respect, you know, the 6'3". CEO with a nice head of hair. They're gonna respect that dude, yes, but they're not gonna respect short, brown, and fugly. And a lot of Muslim women out there, dudes, they have short, brown, and fugly simply because they married a genetically inferior oofy doofy simply and solely for the financial stability. Again, marrying an oofy doofy is winning the lottery to hijabis. But they're going to be sucking that guy's cock for the next 40, 50 years. And even if they have a divorce, you know, if you had children, those children, especially male children, those children are going to be ugly forever. There is nothing you can do when you have children with a genetically inferior oofy-doofy. Those children are, you know, if it's a girl, you know, she'll be fine because she's a girl. She can always marry up. But if they're ugly-looking dudes, you know, their life is over. And your life is also over because these guys are not going to be respected by the community. And, you know, when you get old, these guys are probably going to be losers. You know, they're genetically inferior. They're going to be losers. You guys need to understand, a lot of oofy doofies out there, they're not rich because they're smart. They're rich simply because they went through a system. A lot of oofy doofies come from rich family, you know. So their wealth is really because of their parents. They're not like, you know, high IQ or anything like that. They just got, you know, and a lot of Muslims, dudes, like a lot of Muslim guys, they go out, they marry fugly looking woman on purpose because they know she's not gonna cheat on them. Well, dude, you just fucking fucked up your kids, especially male kids' life. I told you guys, you know, a couple of months ago, you know, I was working on the truck and a Muslim family was passing by. The guy's a legit multimillionaire, so he stopped by us because we're a halal restaurant. And he was about my age, decent looking, curry sale. And he's like, man, I so envy you, man. You can just hop on a plane, go wherever you want. And here I am stuck with her, you know. And the woman looked like she was a man, dude. I mean, they were Indian, Pakistani. The woman looked like she was a fucking man, dude. Like, Yogi Obes would have looked more like a woman than she is. And she had the facial structure of a man, okay? Now, he married that woman because she's not gonna cheat on him. She's not gonna divorce rape him. She's not gonna leave him. And she knows that, okay? She knows that guy is stuck with her, whether he likes it or not, okay? So, this is why I'm telling you Muslim dudes out there, what the fuck are you guys doing marrying fucking fugly looking woman and having genetically inferior children with them, dudes? Like, me? I'm 6'3". I'm decent looking, as you guys can tell. Look, dudes, I've been homeless, okay? I ate out of a garbage can before in Hollywood because, you know, I didn't have money. At the end of the day, I'm thankful to God for my body and my looks, okay? When you have these Muslim cells who are short, brown, and fugly, what are they going to be thankful for, dudes? I mean, honestly, what are they going to be thankful for, you know? And I don't want to sit here and tell Muslim cells you can't be thankful for Allah. All I'm going to say is, look, dude, your father, he fucked up. but you, there might be no hope for you. But if you want to have kids, you know, get a surrogate mother, get a blue eye, blonde, white, Nordic, you know, tall, white goddess, and have her have your children, okay? That way your sons can be decent looking and actually have a chance in life. This is what I tell all of you Muslim sellers out there. First order of business, looks max, okay? If you're short, brown, fugly, if you're short, it's GG. If you just have an ugly face, you know, short of lopping off your head and putting a head of somebody who looks better than you, it's pretty much over for you. So if you cannot looks max, then simply find a beautiful woman and bribe her to have your children. That way your kids can have a future. Because there's a lot of ugly Muslim sellers out there who think because they bought a Muslim alpha male course that they can go la 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 while wearing a diaper on their head and you know, riding around on a fucking horse, and that will make women's pussy wet. It doesn't work like that, dude. You know, if you're fugly, nothing is gonna make that pussy wet. This is what a lot of guys out there need to understand, dudes. Like, I'm still with girls that I fucked 4 years ago, okay? Why? Because they saw how I look and they like how I look. Like, for example, the Afro-Colombiana, I was just talking to her right now. In fact, when I go back to Colombia, she's gonna work with me in the restaurant. I fucked her same day, raw dog, okay, guys? And I'm still with her 3 years ago. 3 years later, I'm still with her, okay? The, what should we call it? The Venezuelan girl that I met 6 months ago in Cartagena, still with her, you know? Mexican girl, you know, the San Cristobal girl, you know? She's back. She was actually in rehab. Apparently in Mexico, your family can like legally force you to go to rehab. So she went to rehab for like almost a year. She just came out a couple of months ago. So I'll be seeing her soon again. So that girl I've known for over 2 years, you know. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand looks are really important, especially height, dude. Like, I cannot, like, being 6'3" in fucking Norway may not be that big of a deal, but being 6'3" in Latin America is a big deal. Being 6'3" in the Middle East or India is a big deal. This is why I do so well in Latin America, guys, because of the height and obviously, you know, the way I look, okay? So a lot of Muslim sellers out there, they believe that they can lead by their wallet, okay? They believe that, oh, I'm a rich dude, she's gonna love me because I got money. Dude, doesn't work like that, bro. Like, I've seen so many Muslim couples where the woman is disgusted by the oofy doofy she married. She's disgusted by him, okay? I've seen so many non-Muslim people like get divorced and get I mean, there are white people who go to Latin America who are not much to look at, and then the woman that they're with, she ends up dumping them, okay? So if you're a white guy and you go to Latin America and you get dumped, it's because of your looks. It's that simple, dude. I mean, there are a lot of rich white people in Latin America, but no girl wants them because at the end of the day, man, looks, 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 looks. That's it, dude. Like, looks are the most important thing, you know? Status is also important, you know? Status, see, the thing about status is that status is social proof, you know? Have you guys seen, you know, somebody who's short, brown, and fugly be like high status? You know, take away money, you know? Have you seen anybody who's short, brown, and fugly who is high status, that he's like a rock star? No, of course not, you know? That's because society does not approve of ugly people. Look, just because you got money, cool, good for you, bro. But that doesn't mean people are gonna respect you. That doesn't mean that women are gonna desire you if you have money. You're just leading with your wallet. And this is quite frankly what the Arabs do. See, the Arabs know that they're brown, they're short, they're fugly, they're low IQ. Nobody respects Arabs, guys. You guys need to understand. Nobody respects Arabs, okay? Nobody respects Arabs, even though they might be the richest people in the world, because again, short, brown, fugly, okay, guys? So you guys need to understand and understand this really effing good, okay? College education makes a woman who's not worthy of a top 3% dude to go after a top 3%er. And when it comes to the Ummah of Muhammad, let's keep it 100. Most top 3 or even 5%ers, vast majority of them are oofy doofies, okay, guys? So when you see, and I'm telling you this right now, okay? There's an app going around where they want all the masjids in America to put young people to get married, okay? So now imagine you're in small town USA and you have access to an oofy doofy who doesn't know your background in California, 2,500 miles away. This is what you guys need to understand, dudes. If a woman, I mean, think about it. Like this girl who texted our masjid 1,000 miles away. How many other masjids did she text looking for a husband? Okay, we're a small masjid. We might have 100 people, right? Atlanta, Jacksonville, Orlando, they have maybe 5, 10, or 100 times our size, okay? So do you guys think this girl who's 1,000 miles away in the DMV area, do you guys think she just texted our masjid looking for an oofy doofy? No, she texted other masjids all over the country looking for an oofy doofy. Now there's gonna be an app just for that, where women can find oofy doofies all over the country. And I'm letting you Muslim sellers know this, and know this right now, okay? If a woman demands a mahr from you, okay? Mahr is a dowry, okay? If a woman demands mahr from you, throw her in the garbage can. Like the hijabi that I was married to, if she demanded a mahr, she would have been in the garbage can. I really wished that she would have demanded a mahr. If she demanded a mahr, I'd be like, fuck you, bitch, we done. See, the Prophet Muhammad said, you can marry a woman knowing one verse from the Quran. You can marry a woman, okay, guys? So all you Muslim sellers out there who have to put down $50,000, $100,000 so some hijabi can touch your pee-pee, guess what, dudes? You are beta bucks deluxe. I mean, she's telling you in no uncertain terms that you are a beta bucks deluxe. Guys, understand and understand this good. If a woman demands a mahr, if she demands you put down any sort of money so she can touch your pee-pee, you are a beta bucks deluxe. You are an oofy doofy, okay? You're nothing but a literal walking ATM to her. So this young girl who just graduated college and now she's looking for a top 3% man, from a financial perspective, that is. When I was going over her checklist of what she wanted in a man, I was disgusted, dude. I was genuinely disgusted. She's not looking for love. She's not looking for love. She's looking purely for money, dudes. And, you know, I understand money is important in a relationship, but when you openly say my future husband has to have a master's, preferably a PhD, well, how many guys out there who might work as plumbers and they make $100,000 a year, right? You know, they don't care about that. All they care about is, ooh, my husband has a PhD. He makes $250,000 a year. And a lot of these Muslim sales out there, dude, like, There was a wedding a couple of years ago. I knew the girl. She married an oofy doofy. The guy is an oofy doofy. And I'm like, dude, this guy has no idea what her history is. This guy has no idea what he's marrying. And this is what these women are counting on. Like when my hojabi of an ex married me, she was counting that I was a stupid oofy doofy who's gonna simp for her vagina. Unfortunately for her, you know, yes, I looked like an oofy doofy because of Bill's palsy fucking up my face, yes. But unfortunately, I was not an oofy doofy and I threw her in the garbage can within a month of marrying her. So a lot of these hojabis out there, guys, they're aiming for a oofy doofy. And I get a lot, well, not a lot, but I've gotten a lot of emails and text messages from Muslims who tell me, oh my God, Amr, this girl, she was married to a Muslim man and she had a kid with him. And then she abandoned the family and went to have children with Chad. It's like, yeah, dude. She married an oofy doofy. She had genetically inferior kids. Yeah, of course she's gonna go marry Chad and have kids with Chad. Because at the end of the day, like Sandman said, women are nature's certain algorithms. You guys need to understand that. Women are created by God to reproduce the genes of Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male Fuck the Whole Universe, not fucking, you know, Coach Bitch Pill and Yogi Obes, okay, guys? So, you guys gotta understand, if a woman is making all sorts of demands on you, like, oh, you gotta be college educated with a PhD, you gotta make $250,000 a year, she's telling you in no uncertain terms that I just want your money. That's what she's telling you. Guys gotta understand, dudes, like these girls here in America who go to college, do you guys really think that they're going to college reading the Quran? Come on, man. They have girls night out, they have girls trip Las Vegas, Cancun. I mean, think about it from a girl's perspective, dude. I'm a decent looking Muslim girl. I'm 20, 21, 22 years old. You know, I went to Cancun, girls trip Cancun, and you know, Chad at the pub, he pulled down my panties and slapped my ass, and now I'm married to an oofy doofy. Come on, man, think about things from her perspective, you know? These girls, you know, again, when I see decent looking Muslim women and they have their ugly kids and fucking oofy doofy, you know, what's going through their mind is, I could have had a Chad. I could have had a Chad. I could have had better looking kids. You know, these women are regretting their life, dudes. And, you know, I know a lot of you guys might, you know, say I'm simping or you might be against me for this. But honestly, my heart goes out to all the decent looking women out there who got with fugly looking men, oofy doofies, solely for the money. Like, my heart genuinely goes out to all these women, guys. And that's the problem with the college, is that these women, they think that they're worthy of X amount of money. It's like, okay, if you're looking for a PhD, $250,000 a year, chances are, you know, Chad is not gonna be that. Because, you know, Chad can be like me working in a fucking food truck. Like, guys, I've gotten pussy from this motherfucking food truck, dudes. Like, dudes, I got fucking numbers and, well, not numbers. Well, yeah, numbers and Instagram accounts from this motherfucking food truck, dudes. Do you think I'm gonna go get a PhD and, you know, work as a doctor or fucking whatever for a $250,000 a year, just so I can pay some sharmuta, $100,000 mahar to get my pee-pee touch? Hell no, motherfucker, you know? And this is what you guys need to understand. Like, I pride myself on never having a real job. I've been in the job market for 25 years, dudes. To me, it's a badge of honor not to have a real job, you know? Because if you have a real job, you're benefiting somebody else, you know. Look, when I deliver fucking pizza with DoorDash, a monkey can do it. A retarded, you know what? A retarded monkey might be too good for DoorDash, you know? So when I do these dead-end jobs that any idiot can do, am I really benefiting somebody else, you know? Of course not. No, you know, anybody can do this, you know? I'm not, who the hell am I benefiting by delivering fucking pizza, you know? But imagine you're working for Google, you know, you're a research scientist, you know, they pay you $100,000, $200,000 a year, but you're making them millions of dollars. I would much rather be my own boss and benefit myself, you know? This is why I work in this food truck. I'm not working in somebody else's food truck, making them rich. I'm making myself rich, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, in all honesty, nobody really likes to work, especially working for somebody else. I mean, it's cool to work for somebody else, you know, just to get some experience and some money, and then later on go out and do your thing. I mean, it's totally fine to work for other people. It's not like it's haram or anything like that. I mean, it's totally fine to work for other people, but at the same time, you know, you should be saying, okay, I want to start working for myself. I want to start doing my thing later on. That way I can fly all over the world and have fun. It's the same thing with women, dudes. Like, Erin Clary posted a meme yesterday of a nurse, and the meme said, this bitch spent 10 years going to college so she can be a stay-at-home mom. This is how women are, dudes. Like, women want to be stay-at-home wives. They just want to stay home, get on the social media, play with their kids a little bit, you know, travel. All the women love to travel. I love to travel, okay? Yeah, I mean, think about it from a woman's perspective, right? Would you rather have unlimited money from a divorce, rich father, or a comfy job that you got by sucking dick? Or would you rather actually be working 10 days a day, 10 hours a day, 6 days a week in a job you hate, you know? That's how women think. That's how I think. That's how we all think. But again, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. So these women out there, dudes, these women out there, they don't want to work. They don't want to work, which is perfectly fine, dude. Like, the girls I'm with, they don't want to work. The Venezuelana, that bitch doesn't want to work. It's like, okay, bitch. As long as I have unlimited access to that pussy and you do triple monkey backflips for me, like Coach Greg Adams says, I'm cool, you know. The Afro-Colombiana, she'll work, you know, maybe part-time in the kitchen, stuff like that. But she does triple monkey backflips for me, too. I'm good, dude. See, you guys gotta understand, okay? For me to take care of a woman in fucking Colombia, how much is it gonna cost me? $300 a month? How much is it gonna how much is it gonna be for me to take care of a fucking hojabi who has a college degree here in America? $10,000 a month? Think about it, dudes. There are Muslims out there who make way more money than me, but yeah, they're like, how do you do it, Amr? Like, how do you travel all over the world? How do you do all this stuff? And I'm like, you make more money than me, Ahmed. How come you don't do this stuff? He's like, ask the wife, man. She takes all the money. Right? Guys, just like Japanese women control the money, Muslim women control the money, you know? So a lot of these guys out there, man, and a lot of these women, they purposely sabotage the guy so he doesn't enjoy life, you know? Guys, there are so many Muslims out there who cheat on their fugly wives, and the wives know it. They don't say anything because they know they're not gonna do better because they're fuckly. So what these Muslim women do is that they just take the guy's paycheck and squander it on bullshit, you know? I mean, what type of marriage is that, dudes? Like, honestly, guys, I mean, you're in a marriage with a fugly looking woman. She's squandering your money on bullshit so you don't enjoy life. I mean, what type of relationship is this, dude? I mean, oh my God, I mean, what type of relationship is that? Like, in all honesty, guys, I can be in... Look, dudes, I told you guys before, okay? The plane trip to Colombia, especially Cartagena, is shorter than the car ride to the airport, okay? And my Airbnb is literally a stone throw away from the airport. Guys, when I tell you I can, if I was one of those baseball players, you know, I can literally hit an airplane from my Airbnb with a stone, you know. I'm not exaggerating. I know a lot of us Jews, we tend to exaggerate, but this just goes to show you how close my Airbnb is to the airport in Cartagena. Guys, before the plane lands in Cartagena, my girl is in the Airbnb and her legs are 10 toes up. Dude, that's a real alpha male lifestyle right there. But yet you got these Muslim sellers out there who, you know, work, because my wife is taking all the money. It's like, come on, man. What type of motherfucking life is that, dude? Like, my life is awesome. All I need, honestly, is a little bit more money. And we can do that. You know, I'm going to start a restaurant in Colombia, God willing, in about 2 weeks, right? So, I want to have a restaurant in countries that I want to fuck their woman. Like, I want to have a restaurant in Colombia. I want to have a restaurant in Ukraine. Maybe Uruguay, Paraguay, Peru. Guys, if there's an Egyptian shawarma in your country, it's because I want to fuck your woman. You know, that's just how it is, dudes, okay? But again, guys, I gotta make this video for you Muslim sales out there, because a lot of you guys out there, you're gonna have these dating apps that are gonna link all the masjids in America together. That way a hijabi can find an oofy doofy. A lot of you guys are going to go out and buy Muslim alpha male courses where you wear a diaper on your head, hop on a fucking horse and go la 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 with a sword, and all of a sudden you think you're fucking Salah ad-Din, you know. I'm just letting you guys know, if you got to buy a Muslim alpha male course, you're already a lost cause. If women give you a checklist and they tell you, yeah, here's the checklist and here's the mahar I require from you, literally, she's telling you, you are a walking ATM for me, dudes. Like, a lot of you Muslim guys out there are like, look, if you're a Muslim Chad or Shadam, you already know it, okay? But for the typical Muslim dude out there, it's pretty much over for you. Like, marriage is over. Your best bet of, I can't stress this enough, dudes. Like, I'm a good example of this. Your best bet as a typical Muslim sale is looks max, okay? But if you're like Yogi Obes short, you have a fugly face, your only hope is to bribe Stacy to have your children. That way your male children can actually have a future, you know? At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand this really good, right? A lot of Muslims out there, especially Indian Muslims, Arab Muslims, a lot of you guys are not good looking, okay? The only brown Muslims who are good looking are the ones who actually have white genes in them. Like, for example, there are white Indians and Pakistanis because Alexander the Great raped your mama 2,000 years ago. There are white Arabs out there because it was most of the Ottoman Empire was part of the Roman Empire. Not to mention that Egypt, countries like Egypt, was colonized by the French, the British, the Italian. So they brought in their white genes, you know. So for those people who were not fortunate enough to get white genes in them, I'm sorry, you're short, you're brown, you're fugly, and I'm sorry, dude, like, women have options today. They'd rather be with big dick alpha male fuck the whole universe than with somebody who's short, brown, and fugly. You guys need to understand, dudes, like, I mean, like Rollo Tomasi said, women are going into debt, going to college, doing jobs they hate, so they don't be with an oofy doofy, you know? Like, again, man, like, I mean, think about it, dudes. Think about it, right? If a, like, you guys take my girls in Colombia for example, you know? If they have a man like me taking care of them, are they gonna go to work? Are they gonna go fucking, you know, get a college degree, education, learn a trade? Hey, hell no. And quite frankly, I don't want them to work, you know. Maybe working part-time, yeah, you know. But, no, I want that pussy all to myself, you know. I want legs up in the air before the motherfucking plane touches the ground. Or touches, you know, the runway, you know. If woman had the opportunity to have a Chad take care of them, they'll take that opportunity. But again, the problem, and again, this is why the Taliban are right. When women get educated, automatically 97%+ of guys out there are out solely based on finances and status, okay? So these college educated girls are like 22, 20. Guys, I've seen so many decent looking Muslim women marry oofy doofies purely because of money. And then a couple of years later, I see them again, they have a kid, and they're dead on the inside. Like, I mean, again, think about what's going through that girl's mind. Like, when I was in college, I was that hot little thing, you know. I went to Cancun, Chad pulled down my panties and smacked my ass, and look at me now, you know. I got fucking an oofy doofy over here. I got ugly looking male children. Like, you guys need to understand, dudes, like, the shit that I, Amr Mitwali, do, if I was short, brown, and fugly, I'd be in prison. If I was, you know, if I was like, you know, Yogi Obes short and Coach Pitchpill ugly, I'd be in prison. But when I do it, it's like, oh man, that guy has a backbone, that guy is charismatic. Why? Looks and height, that's all there is to it, dude. So, I just gotta stress this enough to for you Muslims out there, guys. Because again, there's a really a big push that's sponsored by masjids, parents, and probably even the US government to get Muslim sales married, you know. Have you noticed that the number of Muslim social media channels are saying, oh, you gotta get married, I'm gonna help you get married, shit like that? That's because they know eventually these hojabis are gonna need somebody to take care of them. Look, guys, you gotta understand, dudes, like, inflation is getting out of hand. Like, I went to Walmart to buy travel toothpaste, travel brushes, you know, because I go to Colombia all the time. I actually had to buy toothpaste and toothbrushes that were made for kids because it was so expensive. Like, toothbrush, $5-6, toothpaste, another $5-6. I remember when that shit was like 98 cents for a toothpaste and fucking maybe $1.98 for a decent toothbrush. But now it's like $5 for this, $5 for that. I just went after the kids stuff, you know. I mean, kids toothpaste is, you know, gonna do the same damn thing as an adult's toothpaste and a kid's toothbrush, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, it's gonna do the same thing as an adult's toothbrush. And deodorant, man, I remember when deodorant was like $3.98 at Walmart. Now that deodorant is almost $5, you know. So inflation is going up, guys. A lot of these Muslim women who live with dad, you guys need to understand, dudes. Like, a lot of Muslim women, they get heavily into debt because of student loans. And then when they graduate, those student loans are full, meaning that they can't borrow more money. And guess what? You know, their father, you know, he's getting into his 50s and 60s. He's not going to work forever. So what a lot of Muslim families are looking for who have these little princess is that they're looking for some sucker simp that they can pawn their daughter off to. Let me say that one more time for all the bitch pills and yogi obes out there who are too low IQ to understand things first time around. Because of inflation, okay? Because things are getting very expensive, because Muslim fathers are getting tired of working 10, 12 hours a day, 6, 7 days a week, so little princess can go to Cancun and Vegas. They're trying to pawn her off to a man to take care of her for the next 40, 50, 60 years. Don't be that dude, okay, guys? Don't be that motherfucker, okay? Don't, because, you know, there's nothing worse I hate, you know. There are so many Muslim guys who spent 20 plus years going to college, and now they're working as a doctor. They're making $250,000 a year. They're not even 30 yet. And some hijabi is like, hey, big boy, what are you doing tonight, you know? And guess what, bro? You never had a shot at life. And now your life effectively is over. Guys, I've seen so many Muslim dudes. They're 30, 35 years old. You walk past them, they're dead on the inside. They're dead. They're dead. What do they call it? You know, midlife crisis for men is? Midlife crisis for men is when a guy, like that guy who came to my, multimillionaire, Indian guy who came to my food truck a couple of months ago, a midlife crisis is when you actually have looks, you got money, but you're married to an ugly woman and you really can't do what you can do. Guys, I am telling you, dudes, like being able to like hop on a plane, travel. I can be in Ukraine right now. The only reason I'm going to Colombia is to get the restaurant going, because at the end of the day, I'd rather have a restaurant that makes me money than after that I can go into Ukraine. Guys, I am telling you that this alpha male lifestyle of like hopping on planes, going all over the world, fucking bitches, shit like that, that's a real life. And you guys need to understand, I've said this before and I've said it again, the harem system is what's up, dude. Like, again, I'm taking care of the Afro-Colombian. I've known that bitch for 3 years. I'm taking care of the Venezuelan. I've known that bitch for half a year. So I'm not like having one night stands and not taking care of the woman. I'm actually taking care of this woman. So you guys gotta understand, the marriage is over, okay? Marriage is fucking over. The harem system is it. And again, dudes, like the girls I'm with today, I've had sex with raw dog. First night I met them. Why? Looks. You guys gotta understand, nothing beats looks, okay? Here in America, women like to play hard to get and shit like that, simply because, even though a woman here in America, the average woman here in America may not be college educated, but because they have a gynocentric system that says, oh, you're a boss bitch, you're a bad baby, you know? These women think that, you know, they gotta play hard to get and you gotta chase after them. I don't do that. Like I said, guys, I've gotten numbers, Instagram profiles from this food truck. I'm not chasing after you, dude. Like, I got bitches in Latin America chasing after me. Why the fuck would I wanna chase after some woman, you know, mid woman here in America? It's like, I'm not chasing after you, bitch. It's like, I get pussy like same day. Like, I'm not gonna chase after you, okay? So here in America, it's pretty much over. But again, I cannot stress this enough. Looks. Guys, please don't go to Latin America or Asia or Eastern Europe and think, in America, I'm like, you know, a 3, but I'm magically gonna be an 8 here. Guys, looks are the most important things out there, guys. Like, I don't know what to tell you, dudes. Like, a lot of guys out there, they don't want to acknowledge that looks are the most important thing. They think, well, you know, I can make up for it with money. Like Tom Leica said, money is the great equalizer. Yeah, it is, but that's not gonna make her stay with you long term. That's not gonna make her pop that pussy for you. That's not gonna make her give you her best, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, looks are the most important thing when it comes to women. And again, I cannot stress this enough, as inflation rises, everything gets more expensive. In fact, Islam says there will be 50 women to be led by one man, okay? Guys, if you're Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male, fuck the universe, and you can actually take care of fucking 50 women, guess what, dude? You're in business, bro. Like, what do you think I, you know, I'm planning on making Egyptian shawarma a global brand. Imagine if Egyptian shawarma is doing really well in fucking Colombia. I could probably take care of 50 bitches. I mean, think about it. How much is it gonna cost me to have a bitch, you know? $300 a month and have the bitch work part-time at the restaurant? That way I'm not really losing that much money on her. Guys, I'm telling you, dudes, I can have 50 bitches in Latin America. Like, all the women I'm with, they know I'm with other women. I don't lie to them. I tell them, look, I got other bitches, you know? And that makes them want me more. Like, the Afro-Colombiana, she texted me the other day saying, I want to be your best bitch. I'm like, okay, bitch. When I come over, we're going to see what you can do, bitch. You know? So you can be my number one bitch, you know? But at the end of the day, guys, yes, it is highly doable. If you're Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male, fuck the whole universe, it's highly doable that you can actually have a harem of 50 women. But if you're like, you know, Coach Bitch Pill Fugly, Yogi Opes Short, no, it's not gonna happen, dudes. At the end of the day, you guys need to understand, if a woman had a choice between me, Amr Mitwali, and Coach Bitch Pill. Now, Coach Bitch Pill is richer than me. That's because, he, as we all know, he sucks dick for $20 a pop in Brisbane, Australia. At the end of the day, a woman would rather be with me than be with Coach Bitch Pill. And again, it comes down to looks. Looks, looks, looks. Okay, guys? And you guys, Muslim sellers out there watching this, you gotta look at yourself in the mirror and you gotta record yourself. Okay, you see, when I record myself like this, I'm watching myself in the camera. Because you gotta understand, are you an oofy doofy? Because again, not all of us, I mean, this doesn't happen to everybody, okay? Some of us, we might get Bell's palsy. Some of us might have Bell's palsy so bad that our lip goes up like this, you know? Fortunately for me, my Bell's palsy was kind of mild. So when you guys are, so you Muslim sellers out there, or anybody really watching this video, have a video like this, okay? Like, right, I see myself in the video, right? I see myself in the video, okay? So when I'm looking at myself in the video, I'm like, okay, what's a oofy doofy? Like, I'm looking here, I'm looking here. Thanks to buttocks and fillers, especially fillers because they last longer, I was able to overcome this area, okay? Then the beard kind of hides it out. Not to mention that the sunscreen, you see, this area was really bad before. And the reason why this area was really bad was because my skin was so damaged by the sun that this area, it actually stood out simply because it was damaged by the sun, okay? So now, because I've been using sunscreen for the past two, going on to probably 3 years by now, this area, even though it still has that depression does not stand out. Like right now, guys, like right now, you can see the depression. You kind of see it. I mean, here it's not that bad. Here it's kind of bad a little bit. So, wait a second. Here it's okay. No, here it's okay. Here it's okay. Here it's bad. But again, I haven't had fillers here in a long time. So, here I can feel it. Here, see here, this here, it's a light touch to it, okay? It's a light touch. Here, it's a rough touch to it, okay? So I know what triggers this area. If I go like this, see, I'm triggering it. It's not that bad compared to what it was before I did the whole face masking, sunscreen. It's not that bad at all. And another problem I have, and I found this out because some girl on Instagram told me that, because, you know, I go on Instagram every now and then and I call out hojabis and Muslim scammers and grifters who tell you, yeah, bro, just buy my Muslim Alpha Male course, you know, wear a diaper on your head, hop on a camel, go la 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 with a sword, and women are gonna think you're fucking Thor. Which obviously, you know, not gonna happen. So I had this girl saying, oh, you have cross-eyed. So I look at myself and I'm like, oh, I kind of have a little bit of cross-eye going. You guys probably haven't noticed it, but women do. And this is what you guys understand. Women notice everything about your face. Women will notice if you have cross eyes, okay? Women will notice if your face is not symmetrical. They'll notice that shit, dudes. Like, again, Sandman said it. Women are nature's sorting algorithm, okay? So their job is to make sure that their children have the best DNA out there. So, and I'm telling you guys, okay, after I did the lip surgery in Merida, after I got the fat cheek removed also in Merida, I've noticed that when women look at me, and they look at me, like look me in the eye when I'm talking to them, they're happy. They're really happy because they're like, ooh, this guy, you know, he's decent looking, his face is somewhat symmetrical, you know. But a lot of you guys out there, when women talk to you, they're not happy, dudes. They're not happy because they're like, oh, this guy is ugly. This is an ugly motherfucker. I don't want this ugly motherfucker. Fuck that shit, you know. So, thanks to Luke Smackson and obviously being 6'3", unlike Yogi Obes, who's 5'4", I can honestly tell you there's a big difference and how women treat you when you look smacks versus when you look like an oofy doofy. Big difference, dude. Like, other than my hoe of an ex, I never had a woman disrespect me other than the hoe of an ex, you know. And when the Colombian girls, you know, they try to get a little bit uppity, hey man, that's the best sex ever right there, dude. So telling you guys. So again, I'm probably, if I can download it from Facebook, I'm probably gonna leave the thumbnail to be the picture of me when I looked like an oofy doofy, you know, 7 years ago, before I discovered that I had Bell's palsy and started taking some corrective actions. So I just want you guys to see, assuming I am able to download the thumbnail off of Facebook, I want you guys to see the difference between how I look now at 44, well, 45 if you want to go by the lunar calendar, versus how I looked when I was like, you know, 37, 38 years old. Obviously, I look a lot better now than before. And again, it's because I had Bell's palsy and I took corrective looks maxing procedures. So before I end this video, guys, I'm going to be making another video soon. I'm very busy with the food truck, and I'm very busy prepping with the new restaurant in Colombia. I'm hoping to make this video before fucking Trump gets into power. So I'm going to say this really quick. There's a big possibility that Trump might declare bird flu a national pandemic. He'll lock down travel. He'll force you to stay in the house. Not because the pandemic is real, but because Jews want you to go die for them in the Middle East, okay? So imagine you can't travel. Imagine you are locked down. Trump can send unmarked military vehicles where military police jump out and they kidnap you. They did that. They almost did that to me in Ukraine. You know, I told you this story 100 times before. You know, I was walking around Ukraine at night before curfew, going back to my Airbnb. I was walking around with a beer bottle, you know, it was alcohol zeros, Heineken zero, and I got jumped by military police out of an unmarked van. First thing I said, I put my hands up and I said, Americansko, Americansko. They're like, papers, papers, please, you know. And they saw, obviously. And I was wearing a parka at the time because it was so fucking cold, so they couldn't see my face. So I took my parka off, and they're like, oh, this nigger ain't one of us. So they're like, have a good day. So, but honestly, I think it was the alcohol, honestly, I think what made them just like leave without even looking at my papers was the fact that I had a Heineken Zero bottle, because I showed them. I was like, Heineken Zero. They're like, have a good day. You know, because obviously no Ukrainian is going to drink a non-alcoholic beer, you know. But yeah, imagine Donald Trump doing that to you guys here in America, where you are forced to be in your house and you can't leave the country, you know. So I'll be making a video about that. I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, yeah, I don't think Trump will do something like that. Hey man, this guy locked down the country. This guy is responsible for inflation. This guy is responsible for the Scamarona vaccine, dudes. You know, he did it before. He can do it again, okay? So my next video, if it doesn't come out by the time Trump is president, I'm letting you guys know right now, before Trump becomes president, that in all likelihood, he's gonna use or attempt to use the bird flu as a way to lock down America so you guys cannot travel overseas, so you have to stay home, and that makes it very easy for him to have the military draft you and send you over to the Middle East. Guys, if you go to the Middle East, Islam says 99 out of 100 are gonna die, okay? So you don't wanna be in the Middle East for the big war. Also, at the same time, understand this really good. Yemen will be the end of America, okay? I know Trump says, Yemen who? Guys, what's the story of David versus Goliath? Goliath was like, David who? You know, you guys need to understand. The Prophet Muhammad invoked God to bless Yemen, okay? Yemen may not be a rich country. It may not be a good-looking country, but they have heart, okay? And that's enough for God to give them victory. So I'm telling you guys right now, right here, Yemen will be the end of America. Last thing you want is to be in the Middle East fighting them, because 99 out of 100 will perish. So you guys out there, if you hear Trump talking about bird flu, get the fuck out of the country, okay? Don't go to Mexico. Don't go to fucking Canada, because they'll deport your ass back to America, okay? Go somewhere else. Go to Argentina. Go to Latin America. You know, don't go to Canada. Don't go to Mexico. You know, Mexico has a feminist Zionist president. Canada has, you know, Fidel Castro's illegitimate bastard son. You know, I know a lot of people like to say, oh, Trump intimidated fucking Trudeau. No. Redacted did a story about Trudeau resigning at what they, well, they had a Canadian political analyst say this actually is really good for Trudeau, because Trudeau pretty much dissolved Parliament and Trudeau can act on his own and not have to worry about Parliament, okay? So Trudeau is pretty much God Emperor of Canada and not have to be held accountable, because, you know, supposedly he's gonna resign. So until they have, you know, the next election cycle, Trudeau is gonna be God Emperor. And trust and believe, God Emperor Trudeau is gonna ban any Americans trying to go into Canada to escape the draft. And that fucking Jewish Zionist feminist whore in Canada, in Mexico, she's gonna do the same. So again, if any of you guys hear Trump talking about bird flu, flatten the curve, you know, hop on a plane and go to like any country that's not Canada, Mexico, or the West, okay? So that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.